Shachar Shabbos, Perek Yudchef, Mishnah Behev, Chavilei Kat, Chavilei Eitzim, or Chavilei Zvadim, bundles of straw, or bundles of twigs, or bundles of soft branches, and Mitkina Lamachal Behema Metalpanasa. If he has prepared them before Shabbos to feed them to animals, then they're not mukzah on Shabbos, and you can move them. As the animal feed is not mukzah, but if you are not prepared to feed them to animals, so probably you're going to use them for firewood, so they are mukzah on Shabbos, and you cannot move them. Kaivin is a solid man, could they see yellow beer? You're allowed to put down a basket in front of chicks, so that the chick will step up on the basket. And even though we have said previously in this Masechta, you're not allowed to put a utensil underneath a lantern to catch dripping oil, because that would be called mevatel kli me'echanu, putting a kli in a situation where you would not be allowed to move the kli. And once the kli catches the dripping oil, since that oil is muksa, the kli becomes a basis for the muksa, the base for the muksa, and the kli would be muksa itself. So why are you allowed to put that in a basket in front of chicks? Once the chicks step on them, since the chicks are muksa, the basket will also be a basis for the muksa. The answer is that this case is different than the case of putting a kli underneath a lantern, as in this case, the chicks are not going to remain on the basket, and once the chicks move away from the basket will no longer be muksa. So it would not be considered mevatel kli me'echanu, since it is only temporary. Tarnagala shaborcha doichan oisa ad shetikani. A hand that runs out of the house, you're allowed to push it into the house until it's in the house. As even though a hand is muksa, but if it starts running away, you can push it back into the house. However, you cannot hold on to the sides of the hand in order to help it walk, and we're afraid the hand will start flying up, and then you'll be holding something that's muksa. But other types of birds, such as geese, you could hold on to the sides of the geese and help it walk on top. Medadin agalim usyachem berishus harab. You're allowed to hold on to the sides of calves or bulls in a public domain to help it walk. Now, a lot of important say that we should not have in this mission the word Rishus HaRabin. Instead, it should just say Medadin Agalim Usyachin. As some Rishonim learned, they are only allowed to hold on to the sides of the Agalim and Usyachim in a Chatzar, which is a Rishus HaYachin, but not in a Rishus HaRabin. And if you hold on to the sides of the Agalim or Usyachim in the Rishus HaRabin, you might forget that it's Shabbos, and you might pick them up, and then you'll be carrying something in Rishus HaRabin. While some Rishonim hold that you are allowed to hold on to the sides of the Agalim or Siachim, even in the Rishus HaRabin, to help it walk, as we're talking about Agalim or Siachim that are large, and we're not afraid that you're going to pick it up in the Rishus HaRabin. Isha Medada Es Bina. A woman can hold on to the sides of her son and help him walk on Shabbat, even in the Rishus HaRabin, and we're not afraid that the woman will pick up her son in the Rishus HaRabin, because even if she does, it would not be us or Min HaTorah. As Minator, you're allowed to carry a child in the Rishus HaRabin, since we have a cloud that Chai Nosi as Asmo. A living person carries himself. If you carry a living person, it would not be us or Minator, since a living person makes himself light and helps carry himself. So therefore, the woman can hold on to the sides of her son, even Rishus HaRabin, to help him walk. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda Emesa, Bizmanchu Naito Achasu Maniach Achas. Abim Haya Gairas, Rabbi Yehuda said, when is a woman allowed to hold on to the sides of her son to help him walk? That's only if the son is moving his feet, and when he picks up one foot, the other foot is resting on the ground. But if the woman is dragging her son, that would be forbidden. And if she's dragging her son in the Rishus HaRabin, that's the same thing as carrying him in the Rishus HaRabin. And even though we said that Minator, you're allowed to carry your son in Rishus HaRabin, but Midr Rabbanan is forbidden, and dragging your son is the same thing as carrying him, so therefore it would be forbidden. Sechah Shabbos Perek Yuches Mishnah Gimel Ein Miyaldin Et HaBehema B'Yontif Avo Misad. You cannot assist an animal that's giving birth on Yontif by pulling the fetus out of the uterus, and this is considered Tircha Yisera, something that's very strenuous, which is also on Yontif. But you could help by catching the newborn before it falls to the ground. U'Miyaldin Et HaIsha B'Shabbos. You can help a woman that's giving birth on Shabbos with any type of help that she needs. And you can call for her a midwife that will have to travel from one place to another. Even if the midwife has to travel out of the tchum, that would be permitted. And we'll be machal Shabbos for a woman that's giving birth. From the time a woman goes into labor or starts bleeding, she is considered in sakana, in danger, and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to help her. Up to 3 days after she gave birth, you could be mechal Shabbos for her. Even if she said it's not necessary, we would go ahead and be mechal Shabbos to help her. But after 3 days from the time she gave birth, until up to 7 days after she gave birth, we would only be mechal Shabbos for her if she said it's necessary. And after 7 days from the time she gave birth, we would not be mechal Shabbos for her through a Yisrael. Instead, we would ask a guy to do things for her that is necessary to help her, as she would be in the category of a chola she'ein bo sakana, somebody who's sick but whose life is not in danger, that a Yisrael would not be mechal Shabbos for the chola, but we would ask a guy to do malachas to help the chola. The kaisha es hatipur, and a woman that gives birth on Shabbos, we would tie the umbilical cord of the child. And this is imperative, because if the umbilical cord is not tied, the child would be in danger. Maybe the umbilical cord would get pulled, and the child would be severely injured. Rabbi Yossi said we can even cut the umbilical cord on Shabbos. And everything that's necessary for the bris milah could be done on Shabbos. A child of this day comes out on Shabbos. We perform the bris milah even though it's Shabbos, and this will be elaborated on further in the next paragraph.